Well, it's finally happened. After reading The Passion ever since it was published, I've found an heir. An heir. I found one. Amen. It was in the Psalm for today, and it's Psalm 128. And as I was reading it, I read it in several translations. I went to the Hebrew, and I feel Brian Simmons made a mistake because he said, if you love Jesus, everything, if you love God, everything will be fine. And that is not in this, that's true. Amen. But not in this specific verse, because the word that is used in this verse is not love, but if you fear God. And I looked it up in Hebrew, and it is fear. It is taking a moment, standing back, and realizing who God is, how powerful He is, which brings us to a point of reverence for Him. And then it even goes back, if you follow that Hebrew word back to the root, it still means fear and to be afraid of. And so as I read this, I felt the closest translation, and I know somebody's going to laugh out loud when I say this, but the closest translation, Pat Perryman, is the Amplified, a translation that she has always loved and always reads to us, and it takes forever, you know, to say a verse in Amplified, because it says all the words three times, different ways. So, in verses 1 and 2, it says, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is everyone who fears, reveres, and worships the Lord, who walks in His way and lives according to His commandments. For you shall eat of the fruit of the labor of your hands. Happy, blessed, fortunate, enviable shall you be, and it shall be well with you. Amen. We need to worship and be in awe of and reverence our God. And if we are, the result is we will walk in the happiness that He's prepared for us to walk in. Amen. Everybody agree? So, yes, folks, I do check it out before I read it to you. From the Passion, but we're going to stand this morning and we're going to say this verse together, because we are a people who get to walk in this every single day. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is everyone who fears, reveres, and worships the Lord, who walks in His ways and lives according to His commandments. For you shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. Happy, blessed, fortunate, enviable shall you be, and it shall be well with you. This is the God that we get to worship.